So then we do a little bit of Aruch HaShulchan Yomi. We're holding right now, as we often are, waiting for Kiddush Levana. So we'll do Hilchos Kiddush Levana. It's such a beautiful topic and a very relevant and practical one for us as we have rain. Somebody told me last week that we've had more rain the last few years than we've ever had. So hopefully if they get the bill across, $3.5 trillion, whatever it comes out to, hopefully they'll have a little subsidy for Kiddush Levana if it's really going to keep on raining the way that it is. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, tells us, Kolam Mekabel Chodesh, Kolam Mevarech Ala Chodesh Bizmano, Kilu Zocha Mekabel Pnei Shechina, Shene'emar, there's a certain hekesh that we have based on the Psukim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and just a little while later in the story, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, so HaChodesh Hazeh, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, that was the ultimate Kabbalah, Pnei Shechina, Chazal tell us, Ra'as HaShivcha L'Yam, Mashalo Ra'a Yechezkel Ben Buzi, Al Nahar Kvar, the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf was the ultimate Giloy Shechina. So Abaya says, Hilkach, Tzamrich L'Memrinu Me'umad, we have to do it standing, because when we're Mekabel Pnei Shechina, we have to stand. That's why many of the practice, this is certainly the practice of the Rav, for Kabbalah Shabbos, that's why you stand, because you're Zocha Mekabel Pnei Shechina, Hilkach, Tzarech, L'Memrinu Me'umad, it's a Mefurish HaGemara. Question is, why the Yareach more than other heavenly bodies? After all, HaShamayim Misabrim Kvod Ke'al, U'masa Yadav Magid Arakia. So the Aruch HaShulchan makes three different suggestions, and he says, as a classic Litvak, I know there's a lot of Kabbalah here, but I'll tell you what I know based on the, not Torah Nistar, but the Torah Niglas. He says, number one, Yareach is the closest, so it's just sort of a proxy. And the other position that he takes is twofold. He says, Nimshalo Yisrael Levana, we have a Medrash that tells us that Klal Yisrael has a special relationship with Levana. What does that mean? It means two different things. Levana doesn't have its own internal source of light, but it reflects the light of the sun. So to the Jewish people, we don't really have our own light, but we reflect the light of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and that's sort of a very deep perspective. Like Reb Sadia Gaon says, what makes us a people? What makes us a people is the Torah. The other approach is that, as we know, the Levana has cycles. Sometimes it waxes and sometimes it wanes. Nimshalei Yisrael Levana, that's the story of Jewish history as well. We spoke a little bit over Shabbos in the context of the Keshes, of how careful we have to be, that people shouldn't think that we're sort of prostrating ourselves to the rainbow, but it's really a reflection of Kvod Hashem. That's why when Yeshua ben Levi said that a person should bow when they see a keshes, Laiti Allah ben Ma'arava, the Gemara in Brachos Nuntes says, that so this is a terrible thing to do, you're going to give a Ma'ara sign, you're going to give a wrong impression. So we have to make it clear to everybody. Sometimes we know when we stand out there, people walking by, or they say, are these Chalila, are these moon worshippers? So of course not. So that ties into a Machlokas Rashi Tosas, where we actually paskin like Tosas against Rashi in the Nusach HaBrachim. But this will conclude. The Nusach of Rashi was Lasos Ritzon Konam, Po'ole Emes Shepu'ulas An Emes, that we're sort of giving the Shevach of the Shemesh and the Yareach, they do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to do. That's not our Nusach. What do we say? We say like Tosos, Po'el Emes Shepu'ulaso Emes, where we're praising God, that God is always trustworthy. And so that's really the critical factor in Kiddush Levana, is that to begin where we started, Kol Mefarech HaLachodesh Bizmana Ki Ilu Zocha Mekabel Pnei Shechina. The focus is on the Pnei Shechina. The focus is not on the celestial bodies per se. We'll pick it up there tomorrow.